That would have been
that
funny.
Would be a good bit.
Yeah. No, it's probably my mom. That's why there's three fucks.
That's why she said fuck my phone. Yeah, she's DTF.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. So these guys, sorry, I can't deal with random phone calls after that FBI thing.
Yeah.
I was watching, when the FBI called me, I was watching The Big Short. And
oh,
it was
man.
Like the scene where, you know, they're fucking, mm-hmm. like, you know, the investigation is growing or whatever. And then I get a phone call from the fucking FBI. And this guy, you know what? I'm just going to play the voicemail.
Who's it? It's Coach from Friday Night Lights, right? The FBI guy?
No, that was in, he was the FBI guy in Wolf of Wall Street.
He gets to be one of those baseball bats.
So amazing.
I'm trying to reach Nick Mullen. My name is Jim Mahoney. I'm a special agent with the FBI. It's Monday. January 18th, about 4:45. Just looking for a time to talk to you. Ask you some questions in regards to something that we're looking into. I'll give you a call probably tomorrow or the next day to see when you're available. All right. Talk to you then. Thanks. Bye.
What day was that?
It was January 18th.
Wow, 2016. What a wild ride.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sorry, but anytime I get a phone call now from a mysterious number, I'm worried it's going to be that voicemail I got while watching The Big Short from an FBI agent with a mid-Atlantic accent too, which made it seem even more like a
that
fucking,
guy.
Kinda, yeah.
I thought
a little
he was
bit.
Like New York.
I think because I was reported by my uncle or whatever that it went to like probably the Philadelphia
the
yeah, have you ever
the field office. Yeah, no, he's like, Luf, I get a chance to talk to you. if there's any opportunity, I got questions that I want to ask you. You know, so,
did you ever describe that story on the pod?
I've told it on other podcasts. This is more of, we'd like to keep it loose here.
That's
so
true.
Let's get back to this story about the
scary face of the retarded
scary.
Child.
Podcast to you guys.
Real quick, I have to cover also because I guess people couldn't find that. I forget where I mentioned the FBI story, and I guess people were bugging me about it. But the FBI came to interrogate me for being a ISIS sympathizer because my piece of shit Philly uncle was going around saying that, you know, I was an ISIS sympathizer.
That's incredible.
Yeah, because
you knew what a caliphate was. Because
I just explained what, like, a caliphate was
you
to him.
Explained.
He's like, how do you know all this stuff?
You told me he literally asked you, like, what the deal is with ISIS, and you explained it to him, and then he reported you to the FBI.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I don't know about that.
Hey, having knowledge,
he's
I don't know.
He's got too much information. It doesn't sound good to me. You got to call the FBI on him, so that's what happened.
He's telling the guys down at Wawa that...
Does he get mad at newspapers and shit?
My nephew wrote Fuck America on Facebook. I think I'm a turn.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. They just lied. I think they lied to the FBI and said that I wrote Fuck America on Facebook, because I did, which is a crime, and I might call the FBI and tell them. What if I'm just, me and my shitty family just waste the FBI's time by reporting each other back and forth?
Yeah, you should fucking report him.
Like, meanwhile, those FBI agents are like at the bottom of their pile of work is like six Saudi nationals that joined a flight school. Weren't interested in learning on taking off or landing.
Dude, they're scary though. Like, I had to meet them.
Oh my god, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? You told me just about getting a voicemail.
Were
on
they
phone
flat
the
top
FBI.
Haircuts? What kind of haircuts were the FBI guys?
One guy was like a cooler hipster looking guy, but
FBI hipster?
They're like REI hipsters. Like outdoorsy kind of guy.
Really?
More white people.
And then the other one, I think the other one was like a mid-Atlantic guy that came up because he had sort of like an accent, I guess. But, you know, they were wearing like Patagonia. You know, or like North Face vests.
Really? They weren't wearing black suits?
Yeah.
What? Stop thinking
it was,
like the
it was
men in
Will
black.
Smith. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and then Will Smith did a rap, and then he beat the shit out of some guy there.
Hey, fuck, you know, I think like they're the guys from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Will Smith
was just looking at his reflection and trying his sunglasses on while Tommy Lee Jones questioned me. That's the episode. I'm real sorry about putting
it
the
was
movie
fun.
On. No, it was fun. I'm kidding about it.
Is he a comic?
Yeah, Nick's great. He's a fucking... I'm trying to get him a job on Norton's fucking show.
Thank you.
Last pilot, they're like, well, we don't...
But it sounds like the FBI got a job for him, and it's going to be incarcerated.
So yeah, he got questioned by the FBI.
Right.
And I don't know the details, but I've been
reading
here.
Now, well, break it down for us, Nick. Let us know what is going on
with this.
Tell us
about the roommate, because he lives with all Chinese people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that kind of ruins the... So I come back, I did a... Do I need these?
Yeah, put them on. Put them on.
Shelby says you do, so you better use them.
Sorry. Yeah, so I went out of town and I did a one-nighter. And first of all, I live with like a multi-generational Chinese family of eight. So there's like a
He lives in an apartment with eight.
What's that Eddie Murphy Asians. Movie where he's raised by the he's Norbit basically?
The jerk.
I didn't see Norbit. Should I laugh like
you're
I've seen Norbit?
Norbit? Nigga.
Should I pretend like I've seen Norbit?
Nick is
I
don't Norbit.
Know. Somebody left you on like an Asian dude's doorstep.
Well, yeah, no, it is like that, I guess. It's so, yeah, it's a one-bedroom apartment. It's a one-bedroom apartment with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, son, daughter, and then there's a guy named Pedro.
How did
who
you
lives
even
there.
Find this apartment? How do you find this?
I have a Chinese apartment broker. I have a woman that translates. She speaks Chinese.
And you
Chinese-
rent a room from them.
Yeah.
Downtown in
Chinatown.
So in Radville, there's rats all over there.
Yeah, well, Chinatown.
That's called the number two. They'll give you that one right.
The Chinese smell.
The number two.
Is
they
what
sell
it turns
those,
out.
The rats.
It's a smell blocker. That stash.
Yeah, so I go out of town. I go out of town and I do a one nighter and I come back and the daughter, she says, while you are gone, UPS guy, and it's like,
whoa,
it is
whoa,
a racist,
whoa.
It is racist voice, but it's also accurate, so.
Okay,
tell
okay
her,
fine then.
Tell her her voice is racist.
No, she's like, oh, while you are gone, UPS guy come, he said you have to give them a package, and this is just like some Amazon Prime bullshit that
right.
I'm gonna deal with, so I'm like, oh yeah, no, I know about that already, I'll talk to him on Monday. She's like, oh, okay. And then 15 minutes later, she comes back. She's like, oh, also, two men come that have badges that say FBI, and they're looking for you. But I tell them I don't know. And, like, I was like, what the fuck?
There's no better place to go scarce than, in like, an Asian family's house.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, well, they don't know.
Well, and the dad's in the background. The dad's, like, sitting
yeah, you totally
at, the,
see him
at the dinner table.
At that point.
The dad's sitting at the dinner table, and he always wears nothing but boxers. It's 20 yeah. degrees in the apartment. He has nothing but boxers on. And he's squatting at the table, eating, like, fish eyes. And he goes, it's okay. Don't worry. Even if police come, we say we don't know you.
See? Perfect.
Yeah, so they're down.
You lose yourself yeah. in an Asian community.
Yeah, no.
Or Bryce, we give you our son.
Yeah, pretty much.
No matter to us.
We give them girls.
They think I'm the transporter, I think. They think I'm that guy. So they trust me. But, yeah, so, I mean, I called them, and I was like, I don't know why the FBI came to my house. And then eventually they called me back, and they wouldn't tell me over the phone. And,
they wouldn't tell you why they yeah. wanted
they wouldn't
to
tell
see
me
it.
Over the phone.
But they said they want to meet you somewhere.
Yeah, they wanted to
and
meet
And you met
me.
Them.
Yeah, I mean, fuck
white.
It. I'm not doing anything illegal.
White shit.
You were brought over here.
The FBI's not coming for a black dude. Okay, yeah. That's high quality shit.
Yeah, sure.
Nick is a patriot.
So that nobody stole anything.
Right, exactly.
You
it's
nailed
because
it,
I'm a patriot.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, so I met up with them, and I was, like, joking with my ex-girlfriend, like, the night before, because I'm like, I had no idea what this could be about. I was like, how funny it would be if they were just like, okay, do you know anyone that's a terrorist? And then I'd be like, no, and they'd be like, all right, thanks. And then
you knew it was coming, nigga.
No, I meet up with them, and they say to me, okay, so do you, like, know anybody that's a terrorist? That's legitimately what they asked me.
In those
why
words,
would they ask
yeah.
you that?
I don't know. They
and why
like,
would you think she was going to ask you
maybe
that?
Maybe because she bombed so much on stage?
Yeah, that's it.
There we go. Pass for us. He's fighting past that tooth.
Well, yeah, no, it was seriously that vague. And they
but what was
me.
The lead to bring them to you?
I don't know. I guess I'm Facebook friends with somebody.
I knew it was some social media shit. Yeah. I knew it was social media.
But I have like 3,000 Facebook friends. So
yeah, that's
one
for the people threatening Kurt. That's the ones they're looking for. Yeah.
I told you I got dude QB turned out to be a fucking, he's like in his, he that kid I did that show with in England. One of Steinberg's black England comedy shows.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And this kid was a singer, this Somali kid. His name was Contractor Heads out in Syria.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good bomb.
The point is, why doesn't the FBI talk to me? Why are they wasting their time with Nick Mullen, who doesn't know any terrorists?
Because the mustache, dude.
I want to know who mustache. It is. They might be asking because he knows his association with you, Kurt.
Is that what it is?
You ever thought about that?
No, but now I am.
It really could be any of us, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, well, why aren't you asking me this? They wouldn't give you any info on it? Like,
yeah, I mean, at that point, like, they're just not going to give me any info, so I just answered the question.
How are they dressed?
It was like, just one question. Do you know any terrorists? That was it.
Well, did
they
have suits
much,
on?
There was like a little bit more information.
Where did you meet?
It was like at Starbucks.
Where was the now? What,
did,
where
they,
was,
did they get your coffee for you? You had to get your
no.
Where was
I
the,
had already gotten the coffee?
Where was the one nighter you did?
In Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they come in. How did they know? They knew who you were immediately.
They had to have had a way to like see my face.
Like at the airport.
I told them where I was in like the Starbucks, and they came up to me.
They said, look for the stash.
He said, I'm the one wearing the Islamic flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember,
I got a towel on
so
my
then
head.
They came over to you, and then they were like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty much. Talk. It was like real quick, because I mean, it like...
In and out?
Know, yeah, I mean, I
try
think
not
they,
to talk in generalities. Try to be specific.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't... like, I don't want to like say the person's name or like identify them in any way.
Who, that your friend?
They asked the you about agents. Someone specific. Because
if they're like anti-terrorist people, like, it, I mean,
what?
I don't
what's their names?
No, not
no, 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 I don't care about people.
Was it Jason Bourne?
Can I, please?
Sorry.
They did not give me any kind of information.
Sorry, buddy. You, that's right. You go.
I'm the new race course on my own. They just said, okay, and they started asking you about someone specific.
No, they just said...
They
I mean,
started
they,
off
they,
by saying, do you know any terrorists?
Well,
you said no.
They had to be vague, so they're like, look, this would probably be pretty quick, but like somebody you're friends with is like part of a thing.
Did
so.
They ask if you were cut or uncut?
They told you the name of the friend.
No, they didn't.
But
so,
you
ain't
knew
that
who
weird?
It was.
What's that?
You don't know who it is.
No, I have no idea who it is.
Oh, but you don't know.
I mean, they probably have to like hold back that information because I'm like immediately.
But now you're
gonna
be looking at all your friends funny. Now you're going through your Facebook like this. I can't fuck with this motherfucker.
Well, it's funny. My head first went to like, okay, who are like the
Kurt.
Three Muslim people I've ever known in my life?
Yeah, but here's the thing on Facebook, like. There's thousands and thousands of people that have thousands and thousands of friends. So how are they going to break down everybody from Facebook?
He must be having conversations with the guy or the gal.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody I'm close friends with.
Yes.
And then who even knows what it's about? I mean, it could be they attended like a fucking
Chinese
peace demonstration.
It's the Chinese squatting, fishy eye-eating guy.
Yeah, it's the dad. Well, I know he has my back, so I can never roll on the Chinese side.
But,
I don't know his name, but
are they Uyghurs?
You
know
when that?
You know when you're going to find out if you're really in trouble when you go to the airport if they let you go through security or not.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah,
you know if you can't go through security.
Unless you're at LaGuardia.
You know what
really
Tell
happen.
got grabbed off a plane one time
because
someone reported a Tell. He told me because he had this brown bag that.